Welcome to Yankee Stadium in New York, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the New York Yankees. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting third. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Buck Redfern. Batting eighth. The catcher, Buck Kraus. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Faber. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Red Faber. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Koenig. Batting third. The right fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pat Collins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hank Johnson. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Hank Johnson. And now, play ball. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield strikes out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Yankees nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth takes first base on ball four. Koenig moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Redfern fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Koenig moves to third. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mostill, who is chasing the ball. Musel reaches third base with a triple. Koenig scores. Gehrig goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Yankees. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Musel scores. It's 3-0, Yankees. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a line drive towards the mound. Faber reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler takes first base on ball four. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Metzler moves to third. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to second for the out. Metzler scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Yankees. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Redfern. The throw from Collins and he is out, Koenig applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins takes first base on ball 4. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson bunts in front of the plate. Krause fields it and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to second. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Collins moves to third. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Koenig takes first base on ball 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a line drive into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunfield strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehrig hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Musel strikes out. 1 out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lazzari hits a line drive into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 0 for 1 in the game. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gehrig moves to second. Pat Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy strikes out. 1 out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0 for 1 in the game. Mostill takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Willie Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0 for 1 in the game. Combs strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Hank Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-0 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Johnson for the out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-2 in the game. Combs hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Koenig hits a fly ball into right field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Redfern takes first base on ball 4. Falk moves to second. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-1 in the game. Krause hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-1 in the game. Faber hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Collins catches it for the out, and throws it away. That's an error on Collins. Falk moves to third. Two outs. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunfield hits a line drive into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Faber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Musel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Musel. The throw from Krause and he is safe. Musel steals second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-2 in the game. Clancy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mostill takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a fly ball into left field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-2 in the game. Com hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ruth who is chasing the ball. Com reaches third base with a triple. Ma still goes all the way around to score. It's 3-2, Yankees. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Falk takes first base on ball 4. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Falk. The throw from Collins and he is safe. Falk steals second. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Redfern hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Combs who is chasing the ball. Redfern reaches third base with a triple. Combs scores. Falk scores. It's 4-3, White Sox. We'll see more now pitching. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-2 in the game. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 3. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Combs fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Robertson pinch hits for Pat Collins. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robertson for the out. Dugan moves to second. One out. Wilson Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dugan moves to third. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-3 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Moore moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Koenig is hit by the pitch. Dugan scores. Moore moves to third. Combs moves to second. It's White Sox, 4, Yankees, 4. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ruth is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Grabowski now catching. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-2 in the game. Faber hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Grabowski fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunfield strikes out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0-for-3 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Musel. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Musel strikes out. 1 out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lazzari hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Dugan hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Clancy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Grabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grabowski hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lazzari moves to third. Wilsey Moore is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moore is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Moore strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Calm hits a fly ball into right field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan juggles the ball. That's an error on Dugan. Buck Redfern is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Redfern is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Redfern hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause is 0-for-3 in the game. Krause hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Redfern moves to third. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krause. The throw from Grabowski and he is safe. Krause steals second. Red Faber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Faber is 0-for-3 in the game. Faber hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Redfern scores. Krause scores. 2 runs are unearned. It's 6-4, White Sox. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-4 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-4 in the game. Combs hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Ruth moves to second. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Musel hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Ma still bunts towards the mound. Moore fields it and throws to first for the out. Clancy moves to second. 1 out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Clancy moves to third. 2 outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Com hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 6, and the Yankees 4. The Yankees will come to bat. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Lazzari hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Cedric Durst pinch hits for Johnny Grabowski. Cedric Durst is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durst hits a ball on the ground towards short. Redfern scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and New York Yankees, 4. Goodbye from Yankee Stadium in New York.